Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome into a new episode of Kits and Wagers, brought to you by our friends over at WinBet. You're hearing a voice that is not Adam Zdrojic. I'm stepping in this week. I'm John McKechnie, cosplaying as a soccer guy. And this has been in the works for a little bit, Chris. I've been very much looking forward to stepping in with you, stepping onto the pitch and getting it done here, talking some EPL this week. And of course, I mentioned my co-host here. Really, the guy is going to be taking the lead, and I'll just be sort of softballing questions to him for the majority of the show. Chris Owen. Chris, tell our listeners, where in the world are you right now?
Yeah, so I'm down in Mexico this week. Me and my friend's got a wedding, so I got the opportunity to come down here. And, you know, as usual, I'm on site, so I might try to catch a Guadalajara kit. But, yeah, it's good to have you on the pod. Obviously, we're missing our fearless leader in Adam Zdrojic, as he's actually on vacation as well this week. You know, it's a lot like I would compare RotoWire a lot to Manchester City. Manchester City, they go, you know, their first 11, probably the best 11 in the world. Their second 11, maybe the second best 11 in the world. You know, so we lose one out of the starting 11, we put another one in, and the machine keeps going. So it's good to have you here on the podcast, and obviously a guy who knows a lot about sports and you know, always a good opportunity to put you out here and learn a little something new too.
So thank you very much. It's good to be on. And, you know, as you're saying, you know, you're down on site. This is an international edition of Kits and Wagers, which we absolutely love to see. So I know in keeping with Kits and Wagers tradition, we got to lead things off with what's the kit?
The kit. I've got a classic, I believe maybe 2011, 2012-ish, black away Liverpool kit here. And on the back is Jordan Henderson. So at the time, you know, Henderson, I believe that might have been right when Sir Alex Ferguson's book came out and said, you know, Henderson isn't the quality to play at Liverpool. He could, you know, he's got this weird gait. And he was never going to make it as a Liverpool captain. And, you know, here we are later, we're Champions League later, we're Premier League later, we're pushing for titles again. And so I've personally worn it in a lot of men's league matches. So it's kind of tearing at the seams a little bit, but it's a classic kit. So, and you know, always good to switch it up a little bit too here and show the locals what I'm going with.
Looking sharp, a good battle-worn kit, always appreciated. And as someone with a weird gait such as myself, I can obviously appreciate that guy's backstory. And you love to see the success from guys who walk silly. Anyway, let's get on over. Let's start breaking things down. First off, we got to rewind what happened last weekend. Give us the 4-1-1. What all went down game week 9 that really caught your eye?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, Liverpool with a huge win over Manchester United at Manchester United. I don't know the specific historic numbers, but anytime you win 5-0 at Manchester United is a pretty big win. On the broadcast, I believe Arlo White called it the theater, instead of the theater of dreams, it was the theater of nightmares. And that was pretty interesting. But aside from that, there was a couple other big results too. Some of the big favorites, Cruz, Chelsea beat Norwich City 7-0, which is always always a proper butt whooping. And then the other big one, that another favorite, Manchester City, Brighton. Manchester City won 4-1 away to Brighton, so always a good result there. And then, you know, we had some West Ham with a big victory over Tottenham. Tottenham's kind of looking. And then there was a 7-goal thriller between Watford and Everton. So if you had any of the overs, or any of the total goal overs, then you probably likely had a decent day there. We did there's, as far as what did we do right last week, you know, there was a number of things that we did right that we put out last week. First and foremost, after a couple shaky weeks out of yours truly, I finally hit my best bet, which was kind of, you know, when you're not doing your best, you got to go back to the well, and you got to go back to what's working. And that was Mr. Mo Salah, who was a plus 135 anytime goal scorer. Of course, he scored a hat trick, extended his goal scoring streak to 9, and he's now got, I believe, 10 goals and 5 assists in 9 matches, which is just like an utterly insane number for him. You're not going to quite get those odds this weekend, but you know, that was good to get back on the best bets. And yeah, huge weekend and a ton of goals. It's kind of been fluctuating in terms of, like, I don't believe that there was a scoreless draw. So, yeah, a lot of goals last weekend, but overall good for the fantasy perspective and for betting as well.
So with that in mind, you know, you're saying that goals were up last week. Has that been a consistent theme this season at all, or was last weekend more kind of an anomaly?
I think it helps that we had, you know, 7 goals in the Chelsea-Norwich game, 7 goals in the Everton-Watford, you know, 4 goals in Southampton Burnley, 5 was the Brighton Manchester City, and then Liverpool 5-0 as well. So, I mean, up this week, we saw, you know, there was a few 1-0 wins the prior week. And so I would say this week is kind of a bit more of a blip in terms of like what we've been seeing in the past few weeks, as there was a couple 0-0 draws the week before. So I wouldn't say that you know, multiple games with 7 goals or multiple games with 5 goals is something that we're going to continue to see in the future.
Okay, very good. Just good for my own edification there. So obviously we just talked about so we talked about what went right. Anything that you know, maybe we missed on that this past week in game week 9?
Yeah, so I kind of mentioned the Brighton Manchester City game in our podcast last week, whereas the draw was at plus 400. You know, obviously a pretty big number that maybe we just, you know, Brighton at that time, I believe they were sitting fourth. They were one of four only unbeaten teams in the Premier League through 8 matches. So I missed that one at plus 400, but you know, the plus 400 is a pretty big number in terms of what we're trying to attack. And then I also missed, this is a bit of shot in the dark as well, but Patson Daka of Leicester City, we had him down at plus 210 anytime goal scorer. That did not, in fact, hit. And I think he just came off the bench, too. He had scored 4 in the Europa League that the Thursday prior, and he had scored the 4th goal in the 4-2 win over Manchester United the previous weekend as well. So missed there. And then Adam's best bet was the Brentford draw, no bet at Leicester City, which was minus 110. Leicester City, you know, for all they have struggled a little bit, and they've actually kind of turned it on recently. So they came away with that game 2-1. And so we missed the best bet there. But, you know, that was a couple things that where, you know, we'll look at that. We'll try to get better for this week.
Looking at the table, Leicester City ahead of Arsenal. As someone who's a fairly casual guy when it comes to EPL, that's surprising to see, you know, someone like Leicester City ahead of one of those, you know, proverbial blue bloods who I guess is having a bit of a down year. Let's go ahead, kick things over to week 10, looking ahead, seeing how we're going to play and attack this slate. So kind of starting things off here, we got 3 huge favorites on the board. Your guys, Liverpool, minus 400 against Brighton. You got Man City, minus 650 against Crystal Palace, and Chelsea, a minus 275 spread against Newcastle. So are you going after these, or is that just kind of something where not quite enough value, you're going to attack those games a different way?
Yeah, I mean, for that's some huge favorites this weekend. And, you know, there's a, we'll get into this shortly, but there's a lot of other cool games and exciting games. And you mentioned Leicester City Arsenal is another one, but for me, you know, there's just not enough value. And, you know, when you're playing Brighton, who just got, you know, they were kind of controlled throughout that 90 minutes against against Manchester City. So there's not really enough value for that one. Manchester City against Crystal Palace, you know, despite Patrick Vieira's team playing a little bit better this year, I still don't think they go out and they get it done against Manchester City. And then in terms of Chelsea, who are, I believe, dealing with a few injuries, that would be the, really the only one where you could maybe potentially take a look at it. And even then, it's still pretty tough and not necessarily something that I target. And that game is at, Newcastle's plus 800, the draw is plus 400, and then Chelsea had minus 275. There's absolutely no value in betting that one. So I would steer clear of them. But our colleague, Adam, he put out an early article for betting on the Premier League game week 10, which you can find on RotoWire as well. He put together an interesting little parlay, which was, I believe, let's see here. He had his parlay, and one of his better bets of the week was Liverpool money line and then taking Manchester City minus 1.5, where you can get plus 100 odds. So that's pretty good value there and something definitely to take a peek at. And aside from just like standalone games, you're not going to get enough value where you should be like, okay, yeah, let's take, you know, Chelsea minus 275. So take a look at that article from Adam and you know, maybe target that parlay that he put together.
Yeah, I definitely like the sound of that parlay, you know, attacking the relatively large goal spread, the 1.5, while also taking the safe Liverpool money line, building that together and getting some plus money out of it. That's a pretty nice way of attacking that one and getting a taste of those big favorites. So looking beyond those games that might be a little bit lopsided in the direction of some of those blue bloods, what in your mind is the best matchup for this weekend? And going off of that, how are you betting those games?
Yeah, as mentioned, there's actually a few really great matches this week. You started off with, we're going to start with the early game tomorrow, Leicester City Arsenal, which has some interesting odds at plus 140. Leicester City plus 145, the draw is 250, and then Arsenal is plus 190. So Leicester City the favorite there, and they've been playing really well in the last week. But I don't believe that either team are solid enough defensively to keep a clean sheet here. So I think that a bet worth targeting here is both teams to score and no draw at plus 145. So that means, you know, both teams are gonna find the back of the net, and you know, we're not gonna get a draw to either one. And if I had to really target one, I like Leicester City. They've in the past week they beat Manchester United 4-2. Prior to that, they won in Europa League in Moscow 4-3 in another exciting game. And then they came back and they beat Brentford 2-1 last week, which we mentioned earlier. And then, this is a little bit off the radar, but EFL Cup round of 16 match, this which happened yesterday, they beat Brighton 2-2, and then they won on penalties 4-2 as it was at 2-2 at final time. So Leicester playing a pretty good brand currently, and I would target, you know, to summarize is that both teams have scored, no draw, plus 145.
I like those calls, man. I love a good brand, staying strong, sticking to it. Another game that kind of caught my eye just perusing the board, you know, you got some serious blue blood action here between Tottenham Hotspur and Man United. How are you going about that one?
Yeah, so I mean, talk about two teams who could really use a win right now. Manchester United obviously got their asses or their butts handed to them in a small box. So they need a win. Ole needs a win, and then Tottenham also are in dire need of a win too. So you know, tough to determine what's going to happen here, but similar to that Leicester City Arsenal, you get both teams to score, no draw, plus 140. So a very similar bet. And Manchester United, they conceded four goals. And I believe they conceded at least one to Villarreal in the Champions League. And so I think that there's going to be a fair bit of goals in this one. So that being said, the over 2.5, which isn't the best odds, and I'd probably, you know, steer clear of that. Over 2.5 is -135, but it's noteworthy. And then if you really expect this to be like a 2-2 draw or a you know, 3-1 win or even, you know, higher than that, you can get over 3.5 goals at +180. So those are three things to consider. And then just from last season, both of their games included goals. Manchester United won in April. That scoreline was 3-1. And then the earlier match that happened, it was in the fall. Tottenham won that game 6-1. And that was also at Old Trafford. So 4 goals, 7 goals. I expect a fair bit of goals in this game.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, looking forward to that one. Let's go a little bit dumpster diving here, as it were, talking about Norwich. They've been, you know, I'm the college football guy here at RotoWire. They're Vanderbilting, they're UConning, UMass, however you want to put it. It's been a tough go for Norwich so far this season, scoring 2 goals while drawing 2 games, losing 7, goal differential checking in at -21. So that is, you know, those are numbers that even I can understand are less than ideal. So is there anything from a betting angle that we can do to attack that side this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. As you mentioned, Norwich, 2 goals in 9 Premier League matches. They have yet to win a game this year. They've been just almost historically bad. So they're not playing well. Leeds, however, you know, they're not, they're also struggling. They've dealt with a ton of injuries. Luke Ayling, Patrick Bamford, Calvin Phillips has dealt with that calf injury. So there's a number of players that they're missing. And so that being said, the idea that Norwich can't score goals, they don't know how to win games. You can get under 2.5 goals at 105, which is actually really fair. And basically, you know, pretty achievable. Going a little higher, under 1.5 goals, which would be, you know, thinking of Leeds United winning 1-0, say Rafinha pops one in to make it 1-0. That's +295. And then if you really want to get spicy, you can go for the 0-0 draw with an under 0.5 goal at +1200. So a lot more difficult to achieve there, but definitely some three things that where you could get value on each one. And I would definitely target them given the lack of goals and the number of injuries that Leeds United are dealing with.
Yeah. So walk me through how maybe we get to a 0-0 draw in this one. Is there a chance that just like you mentioned with those Leeds injuries, that's something that just saps their offensive potential enough to where Norwich somehow finds a way into a clean sheet?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Leeds United, they've got Rafinha's questionable, Junior Firpo's questionable, Luke Ayling is out. And they're also going to be out without their number one goal scorer, Patrick Bamford, who's out, who I believe is out for like the 5th or 6th game. So they're kind of just not playing. You know, last year they've been so consistent. Luke Ayling's played 38 games in back-to-back seasons for them. Like, he's just been one of the more consistent players. And so I think, you know, just given the lack of firepower that Leeds United have had, and you know, when you're missing their top goal scorer from last season, they're potentially missing Rafinha, who's, you know, their main scoring chance creator. Like, it might be tough for them to find a goal there. And then obviously Norwich City losing you know, goals to nail each game, that's really where there's a good chance of that might happen.
Okay, yeah. So you know, it really comes down to whether Leeds is going to find their way into scoring a goal, because the expectation likely being that the Norwich certainly isn't going to be threatening on the offensive side themselves. Why don't we go ahead, shift some gears here. Let's move on over to our anytime goal scorers bets for this coming weekend for game week 10. What do you got?
Yeah, so I mentioned a couple of these, but we had Jamie Vardy, who's been, I believe he's just trailing Mo Salah in goals this season. And he's pretty much been able to poke one in every other game or even at a higher clip than that. He's plus 140 this week against Arsenal. And as I mentioned, both teams, you know, we could see some goals in this, and the both teams to score no draw at plus 145. So that you could put that with a little Jamie Vardy goal at plus 140. And then just going with the themes that Adam and I have covered in previous week, which is the Mo Salah anytime goal scoring odds. We're gonna probably avoid that one this week. It's minus 165. They're playing home against Brighton, so we're not quite gonna get the odds that we got last week when there were plus odds at Manchester United. So would avoid that one. And then I'm just one that kind of popped out to me, and we just did talk about the lack of goals. But if Rafinha plays, he's plus 225 to score against Norwich City. So those are three things to really note. And then, you know, obviously there's a number of other goals. We have some great resources website at rotowire.com. We kind of go into the whole game week 10 and look at all of the top anytime goal scorers. So, you know, you just want to get into plus odds with those, really. So Harry Kane at Manchester United, he's plus 115. As mentioned, Manchester United are conceding goals. Their back line has been really poor. And so, yeah, he's at plus 115 on the anytime. Cristiano Ronaldo in that same match was plus 120. And those are a couple other ones that I would really consider where we could probably get some value out of that as far as anytime goal scorers go.
I like it. Anytime you can get guys of that quality at plus money, you definitely got to consider that. Looking beyond there, as we kind of start to wrap things up, looking at this whole board, looking for a side or a way you're attacking a certain game, what would be your best bet for game week 10?
Yeah, hit my best bet last week, and I feel a little bit more confident this week.
Back on the board, baby.
Yeah, back on the board. There's a lot of good value that we mentioned here, and I'm going to go back to that Leeds United under Leeds United Norwich City match, where we have under 2.5 goals at plus 105. Norwich, mentioned, can't score goals. Leeds United dealing with a lot of injuries, missing a couple goal scorers. I just like that, and plus 105 on you know, say it's a even, Leeds could win 2-0 for that matter, and you'd still win. So that's my best bet of the weekend, and I think that that's something that you could really target.
Chris, phenomenal stuff. So fun coming on with you and being able to do this, to step in. Hopefully I didn't. Hopefully the place isn't on fire by the time that Adam Z comes back. But again, really appreciate it. And you know, let us know what else are you working on at RotoWire, and give us a little preview of this weekend. I think the listeners and myself, we want to know. I mean, you're down in Guadalajara. You got a wedding for the Iceman himself. I mean, pretty exciting stuff. So what's up?
Yeah, so the wedding is you know, Saturday. So we're going to have a really good time. First time in Mexico and, you know, a beautiful place here. So that's really what I'm working on this weekend. But also I'll be putting out my FanDuel players to target. That'll come out a little bit later today. We got FPL rankings coming out as well. And then, as always, there's, you know, a ton of resources on RotoWire. There's DraftKings targets as well. So a big weekend of soccer. You know, we're missing Adam, but it's been great to have you kind of come on and fill in. And as always, you know, good to chat any sports with you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun. I guess up here, you know, you got Halloween. So yep. I got a good costume coming up. I'm going to be Burt Reynolds from Smokey and the Bandit, because cool. I have a mustache and it gives me license to just drink Coors Banquet beer. And
yes.
I think that those two factors alone were enough to steer me in the direction of being Bert.
That's incredible. And if any listeners see you out on the streets, they better buy Bert a beer.
They absolutely better. And, you know, I'm a cheap date. Coors Banquet, baby. Not going to hurt your wallet too much. But anyway, Chris, really appreciate it. Great stuff, man. Have a great time down there. And Adam will be back next week for Kits and Wagers Game Week 11. But again, for Chris Owen, I'm John McKechnie. Thank you for listening to Kits and Wagers Game Week 10, brought to you by our friends over at WynnBET.